This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we talk about home canning. Midwest Today Magazine's environmental editor, Dave Christie, joins us now to tell us how we can help the environment by putting up some homemade preserves.
Home canning is making a comeback. In fact, it's so cool, it's hot. Buying a lug of peaches and canning them, or preserving those vine-ripened tomatoes from your garden, it's a great way to capture the wholesome goodness and fresh taste of just-picked fruits and vegetables during summer's growing season and enjoy them when the snow flies in January. During World War II, most American households were canning and preserving the foods grown in their victory gardens when it was seen as a patriotic duty to be self-sufficient so more supplies and materials could be sent to our soldiers overseas. But the post-war boom in supermarkets and an ever-expanding network of worldwide food distribution has ensured that you can get strawberries in the dead of winter. While this may be convenient, the very qualities that make these products shippable have ruined their flavor and contributed greatly to pollution. Now, younger home cooks who are more health and eco-conscious are turning to grandmothers and websites for advice on how to safely preserve their favorite summer foods. Not only is it more affordable, at a time when families need to tighten their belts, home canning is environmentally friendly. With proper care, the glass jars and lids can be reused year after year. So instead of buying everything in tin cans, cardboard cartons, or plastics that often get thrown away, you reuse the containers. This means less ore must be mined, smelted, and turned into cans, less power needs to be used to recycle old cans and glass, and fewer disposables end up in our landfills. You can also help reduce carbon dioxide and air pollution from the costly diesel fuel and freon used by refrigerated trucks that transport produce to your local grocery. And canning your own fruits and vegetables eliminates your exposure to pesticides and other chemical additives, plus makes you more self-sufficient. Reducing demand for processed food saves energy otherwise consumed in production. If you have never tasted home canned peaches, you don't know how good they are compared to the syrupy commercial varieties. The same is true of carrots, beets, beans, corn, potatoes, and peas that you can as well. It's estimated 25 to 30% of the population cans food at home. For advice on how to do it safely, visit homecanning.com, the website of Ball Jars. I'm Dave Christie for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Thanks, Dave. Be sure to log on to the internet to see our Midwest Today Digital Edition at www.midtod.com. That's MIDTOD.com. As Hal Borland writes, the trees are talking now of change, and the voices of the leaves are clearly the voices of early autumn. It's a different wind that blows, a wind that seems to come from far places, and the leaves make a restless sound. Crisping leaves, already with the foretaste of October in them. Leaves nearing the end of their season. They rustle through with summer's whispering. In a gusty wind, they almost chatter. Before long, the leaves will be in color, tides of color on the hills. Then there will be the rush of falling leaves, the swish and crackle of leaves on every breeze, freed from the parent branches. Roadside and gutter will billow with them, and lawns and woodlands will be littered. Frost will come, and that time of leafless calm, that mild second summer we cherish in the name of the Indians. And after that will come the slow settling of the leaf drifts toward winter and leaf mold, toward spring again, and another budding, another leafing. But for now, between summer and fall, the leaves' purpose fulfilled, and yet the time of discard not wholly here. Every forest and every tree-lined street is full of voices, restless voices, as though it were the sound of a fall fever of wandering, of need to go, to venture. Or is it the fall fever of the listener-given tongue to the leaves? Whatever it is, there are the voices, the rustling in every wind. And change is at hand. The year turns. The heart listens and reaches for understanding. Savor every day as you would a treasure. And join us again next week. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.